Well, hard on the heels of news that the government is going to pay $33 million to bail out the West Coast Institute, the Taipotini Polytechnic. Polytech leaders are holding a crisis meeting to discuss how to save the struggling sector. And Morning Report understands this meeting in Auckland today will be attended by all Polytech chief executives, also the Education Minister Chris Hipkins, the Tertiary Education Commission, and the organisation that represents the sector's 16 polytechs. Now, at the centre of all this difficulty is a funding crisis linked to a sharp fall in the number of students. Here's what the Tertiary Education Commission's Chief Executive Tim Fowler told Parliament's Education and Workforce Select Committee yesterday.
The latest data says EFTs were down 9% last year. That's about 5,500 EFTs. Now, that is in 1 year, that means the equivalent of the entire Manukau Institute of Technology has left the system. That's a problem.
Well, today's meeting is being organised by the Tertiary Education Union, whose National President Sandra Gray joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
It does sound like a sector in real trouble.
Look, we have a sector in absolute crisis at the moment, and it's been several years in the brewing, as we've seen an underfunding of the ITP, the Polytechnics, and tertiary education in general, and an ignoring of both the working conditions of the staff and, of course, the learning conditions of the students in those institutions.
Well, how can that be, though, when they're offering free fees now?
I think the thing about the fees free is that that was about making sure that everybody that wanted access could get access. It wasn't going to be a silver bullet to suddenly increase the number of people who were doing tertiary education. It was about making sure that every New Zealander could actually get a chance and transform their lives, have the opportunity to make their lives different. So I think that's a really important thing about that fees-free policy.
Yeah, but you would have thought that having fees-free would have increased access and allowed more people to go. Wasn't that the point?
The point is to make sure that everyone can attend, yes, of course. But, of course, if there are jobs out there, people are wise to keep those jobs and take those jobs. And it is one of the things about vocational education and training and the ITP sector is when there's lots of people with jobs, fewer people need to retrain, train up, skill, get their skills up. So, actually, we do see, a drop in enrolments. But the point is we need to make sure we have a healthy polytech sector and ITP sector. So when we need to actually, retrain groups of people. And we do have a skills shortage at the moment, and the ITPs are crucial for addressing that. We just have to work out how to make sure we get people into those spaces.
If 80% of them face losses within 4 years on the current projections, what is it that you think can be done about this? And indeed, what will you be seeking from the Minister and from the TEC officials today?
I mean, as a union, we've been very, very clear. As people who work in the sector, we've been very, very clear. First of all, we actually need to have a conversation about our tertiary education system. We need employers there. We need our CEs there. We need students there. And we need community and iwi there. And that's one of the reasons that, along with MIT and the New Zealand Union of Students Associations, we've actually hosted this forum. Because it's time we sat around a table together. Rather than all going off and making demands of the minister, we need to work out what it is that we want. But also we need to actually have a conversation with the country. Do we want to make sure that, we have people who are skilled in drain laying? Do we want to make sure that we've got care workers who have really fundamental skills? If we do, then we're going to have to make sure we put our support and our money behind those institutions to get those skilled and trained people.
Are they being run well if they're facing these losses and students are leaving?
Our institutions have become spend our money wisely. We're one of the most effective tertiary education systems that you can find around the world. So we are, on the whole, doing things wisely. The big thing is that we've had a one-size-fits-all funding model for a very long time now, and a government that has, a previous government, that has looked at education and said it's a market. If we just get more private investment, it'll be fine. The trouble with that is that you run these systems down when you don't invest as a public. And we all lose. We all lose at that point.
So
it has been a deliberate attempt.
Okay. You've got 16 polytechs now, right?
Yes.
How many of those do you expect will fall over?
Well, I hope that none of them will fall over. I hope that the provision will remain for those communities. And it's one thing that we've really worked hard with communities to do is to make sure that when there's difficulties, as there were, say, for Aoraki Polytechnic, that the provision remains even if they're merged into a larger institution. What we want to make sure is that students in Kaitaia actually can get to classes. We want to make sure that, you know, second chance learners who are having to upskill because they've lost their job have a provider near them to go to, because not everybody can up and move to do training. Everybody needs that access, and we are really trying to work with that. So I guess our first call upon the government from the TU's perspective has been to say, stabilise the immediate crisis and let's talk long-term about what we want out of our polytechnics, right, what we want out of our universities.
OK, we'll check up on you with how that's gone today. Thanks, Sandra. Do appreciate your time. Sandra Gray.